silver. Having real gold and silver delivered to your door is a lot easier than you might think. I've done it. I called Oxford Gold, placed my order over the phone, paid for it, and in a few days had my gold and silver delivered right to my front door. It's very easy, completely private and secure. Call Oxford Gold today at 833-404-GOLD. They'll answer all your questions and send you their free gold investment guide. Plus, if you ever want to sell your gold, Oxford will repurchase it at no cost to you. You don't even pay for shipping. Call Oxford today at 833-404-GOLD. They'll help you diversify your investments and put your gold in your IRA. Call Oxford Gold today at 833-404-GOLD. I bought my gold and silver from Oxford, and you can too. Give them a call today, 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-GOLD.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is a leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Glenn Youngkin won a stunning victory in Virginia on Election Day, snatching the governor's mansion away from Democrats at a state that President Biden won by just 10 points over a year ago. Here's Bernie Bennett with an assessment of what comes next for Republicans.
Youngkin, a businessman and first-time candidate for office, defeated Terry McAuliffe, a past governor and close ally of the Clinton family, who's been a fixture of Democratic politics for decades. It was the first Republican statewide victory in the Commonwealth since 2009. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, Democratic incumbent Governor Phil Murphy was locked in an unexpected dogfight with Republican challenger Jack Cittarelli that stretched into the early hours. The president's poll ratings in the Commonwealth are weak. Several recent polls have indicated that his approval numbers in Virginia is somewhere in the low 40s. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And in New Jersey, candidate Jack Cittarelli, the Republican, says were he to be elected, he could get the state back on track.
All of you, I love this state. And I realize it's broken. You know it's broken. And I'm convinced that together we can fix this state. We can fix it.
Another outcome in the state of Virginia on Tuesday, Republican Winsome Sears now to become the first female lieutenant governor and the first woman of color to hold statewide office ever in Virginia after defeating her Democratic rival. Several Supreme Court justices appeared concerned about the possibility of a broad ruling in favor of gun rights, threatening restrictions on firearms in very sensitive places like subways, stadiums, and other places where people gather. In arguments before the high court, it was Attorney Paul Clement speaking to Chief Justice John Roberts' concerns.
I think those, you can probably tap into a pretty good tradition. I think any place that served alcohol would be a tougher case for the government.
Clement says places like schools and government buildings could still be off limits to guns. More from townhall.com.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group personal injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group personal injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
It's 1205. This is your KMZQ News Flash. Powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Kim Dallas. Stern words from the Clark County Commissioner Michael Naft, best describing the situation. This was not an accident. It was a choice. Former Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs now faces felony charges in connection with yesterday morning's fiery crash, which killed a 23-year-old local woman. Police officials say Ruggs was speeding in his Corvette 156 miles per hour, according to reports, going north on Rainbow Boulevard when he veered into the right lane near Spring Valley Parkway, slamming into the back of a Toyota RAV4, causing the SUV to burst into flames, trapping the driver and her dog inside. The woman died at the scene. Police say Ruggs showed signs of impairment. He now faces charges of DUI resulting in death and reckless driving. Ruggs has been released by the Raiders, who along with the NFL expressed their condolences to the family of the woman who died in that crash. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo says all the department employees who died of COVID-19 were unvaccinated. Talking at the Nevada Republican gathering in Las Vegas, Lombardo says he has no plans to mandate Metro employees that can make the decision themselves.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, expect some congestion through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Las Vegas Boulevard, 515 westbound at Pecos. Only two lanes are available in each direction through that construction zone between Eastern and Las Vegas Boulevard. Also, you'll tap the brakes 15 northbound at Gillespie.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday. It's hump day. You know what that means. Chuck Muth will join us just after 2 o'clock. Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff for President Trump, will join us just after 1:30. And Leo Garcia, director for Concerned Veterans for America, will join us just after 1 o'clock. But first, let me check in with Brandon Burns, the president of the Las Vegas Freedom of Choice. They have a major event coming up on Friday. We'll talk about the event here in just a minute. But Brandon, first of all, thanks for joining us. We had you on a while back prior to one of your events. It went great, we understand. And now you've got another major event coming up on Friday. Tell me what the Las Vegas Freedom of Choice is all about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having me back. So really what I started was the Freedom of Choice nonprofit organization. It really started with me, you know, going against the mandates that had been going on because of Governor Sisolak. And I left my job of over 6 years against the mandates because I felt this stuff was wrong. And since then, it sparked a massive movement in which we've organized massive protests and started collecting funds to help fight not only Clark County School District board members, but also the governor, and also trying to help students get out of these public schools. But it's been quite a crazy ride so far, to say the least.
Now, the one thing that your Eventbrite site talks about is that this is a peaceful gathering. Why did you feel the need to put that in there?
Well, the reason for this is we're getting shadow banned a lot. I mean, it is a peaceful gathering. The people that we are, you know, aligning ourselves with, they are peaceful people. We want to have our freedoms, and we don't want them to try to show us in a negative light in any bad way, and we have to be very careful with the verbiage and everything that we're doing via Facebook and the news, because they're trying to promote us as extremists, if you will, or it just sucks that we're trying to have our freedom and they're trying to post us in a bad light. So we have to be very careful with the wording choice.
Tell me about the event itself. It comes up on Friday night at 6 o'clock, and tell us where you begin, where you end.
Yeah, so it's going to start at the Aria Casino sidewalk on the Las Vegas Strip this Friday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're going to be doing a rally march around the Las Vegas Strip. We're going to be showing our faces. We're going to have signs. We're going to have people posted out there recording what's going on. And we're really going to let the world know that we are not alone. We're not quiet about this. We are not happy about these mandates, and we want our freedoms back, plain and simple. And what better place to do it than the Las Vegas Strip? Because the news definitely doesn't try to show what we're trying to do, but there's thousands of tourists out there, there's lots of cell phone footage, and they definitely can't hide that video footage once it gets posted out there.
I want to ask you about the Virginia gubernatorial election. There were a lot of really ticked off people in the Commonwealth of Virginia last night and yesterday, and they voted out Terry McAuliffe. They put in Glenn Youngkin. Your thoughts on I'm not sure how much you followed that particular race, but I think There are reverberations that will come to our community, because we got midterm elections coming up. People are really ticked off.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, of course, it's been many, many decades since they went to a Republican. And I'm not surprised at all. I mean, I've actually aligned myself here with Joey Gilbert, who's running for office as well. He's a Republican. But the last couple years here, I think people have seen what the Democrats are doing. They've seen, you know, how they're treating the country and how they have their own specific, you know, goals in mind. And I think people are fed up, and it's really going to start to shift the country. You know, it did kind of suck that, you know, Trump didn't win the last time around. But at the same time, I think maybe it was a good thing, because this gave the American people a chance to see how these people are when they're in power. And now it's going to start to affect change and go back the other way.
Indeed. Joining us, Brandon Burns, the president of Las Vegas Freedom of Choice. They have a big event coming up on Friday, a march. And will you have speakers? What's the deal? Is it just marching, or is it is there a program at some point along the way?
Yeah, so there's going to be speakers as well. We're going to have Joey Gilbert out there. We're going to have me, myself, and maybe even be Sherelle, who's running for U.S. Senate. Possibly Mac Miller, running for lieutenant governor, also going to be speaking out there on our behalf. We'll do this at about the halfway point during the Bellagio as well. But it's really an amazing thing to see, because we had over 10,000 people out there last time, and we're getting tons and tons of reports from casino owners, security teams, that they're all affecting their daily operations. And this just goes to show you that we are really making change. If we're affecting how the casinos are running their daily operations, then we are definitely making a dent in being seen and being heard.
Are they concerned? I'm talking about the gaming interest. Are they concerned that you're going to cut into their business?
Oh, yeah. You know, this was a little bit out of my control last time, but we ended up having about 10,000 people march to the Miracle Mile shop. And, of course, that's private property, but they freaked out. I mean, security guards were trying hard to get thousands upon thousands of people out of that casino. People were shutting down. They actually cleared poker chips off the tables, which cost them a lot of money. And, you know, the best way to affect change is mass nonviolent disobedience. And they are definitely concerned this time around. So they have higher amounts of police force. They have higher amounts of security guards being hired. And this just goes to show you, yeah, we're affecting change if they're changing their daily operations.
Well, and you know, this is almost as if you're taking a page from the left's book, because they've been back in the civil rights era and even up to today, the George Floyd marches and things like that. Civil disobedience, if you will, to a degree. Is this similar to what they've been doing on the left?
Well, I mean, only similar enough to where we're making a lot of noise and a lot of attention. You know, the left has been a little bit more violent. They've been more destructive of property. You know, we did march through private property. I will say that did happen, but we did not break any laws. We did not damage anything. We didn't, punch anybody in the face. And, you know, none of this stuff happened on our end. We are peaceful. We just wanted ourselves to be heard and be known. So it was just something that happened, which got a lot of attention on us. But I see the similarities of what some people thought about. Now, this time around, there's actually going to be a lot of people out there wearing the Guy Fawkes mask. Guy Fawkes mask is the, a lot of people have seen the movie V for Vendetta. There's going to be tons of these masks out there because people are really tired of what the government's doing. And it's very similar and eerie what happened in that movie with what's just going on in our country. So there's going to be a lot of people out there wearing those masks. You know, we are tired of the mandates. And if you're going to tell us to wear a mask, that's the only mask that I'm going to wear.
Brandon, at the end of the day, what do you want to accomplish with this march and future marches? And is it possible that what you want to do is become a force, a political force in our community?
Absolutely. I mean, first off, it started with giving people encouragement to stand up and fight back. Most people are non-confrontational, and they didn't want to do anything until they saw somebody else stand up and do something else. You know, there are just a few hundred people. Now it's massively turned into thousands upon thousands of individuals, and now it's taking place all over the country, and it's really starting to awake the country and giving people courage to fight back, both not only through protests and having their faces seen, but through legal battles. We've started legal battles against the school board, against governors, and there's tons of legal battles that have been taking place all over the country, and it's just going to continue to go from there. We got to continue to pressure, be a thorn in people's side. At the end of the day, we are humans, and humans have a right to make our own choices, and these mandates must and will stop.
And it's not bad to have a guy like Joey Gilbert, an attorney, by your side if indeed you do choose litigation.
Absolutely, and he has his own lawsuits. We have our own lawsuits. A lot of people don't even know it, but the Clark County School Board superintendent was actually just voted out just a few days ago. He was voted out 4-3. Not only was it partly due to the pressure at which we've created on them, he was also caught cheating on his wife with one of the other board members. And during the last board meeting, one of the other board members was arguing with one of each other about wearing the mask. So they're starting to turn on each other. You know, so if the idea is to keep pressure on their side, to continue to show that we are not going to have this, and it'll slowly affect change.
Where else have we seen similar rallies under this freedom of choice mantle? You talk about this going national. Where else are you?
There's actually over 50 to 75 different Facebook groups that I've seen pop up, to include I've seen some pop up in New Zealand and even in Australia. There's California Freedom of Choice. There's New York Freedom of Choice. There's Arkansas, Arizona Freedom of Choice, Colorado Freedom of Choice. They're doing it at their capitals. It's been happening in Carson City. It's been happening in California. And what's incredible is, you know, I have hundreds of thousands of people who are following this, and they are telling us that they are flying from other states to come here and be part of this on Friday. So there's definitely people from all over the country coming here just to be here for this event.
That is absolutely incredible. Brandon Burns joining us, the president of Las Vegas Freedom of Choice. They're going to have a big rally. Give us the quick details on Friday and how people can be a part of this.
Absolutely. So Friday in the Las Vegas Strip, the Aria Casino at the Strip, it'll be 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Best to park wherever you can. Just bring any kind of signs and yourselves as well and cameras to film for the rest of the world to see. And everybody can also follow my Facebook page, which is Las Vegas Freedom of Choice. And they can also go to our website, which is freedom4choice.com.
Hey, Brandon, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck. Looks like the weather's going to be great for your march on Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
There you go. Brandon Burns joining us, the president of Las Vegas Freedom of Choice. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive. Every single month, you get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles, and quiche Lorraines. all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lung screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer
expense. It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the things we like to do, particularly early in the show, is open up our phone lines to you. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You want to talk about stuff we're talking about? It's great. It's okay. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things we like to do, is we love first-time callers. We have a lot of folks that are just discovering our new time period, which is noon to 3. We used to be on 3 to 6. And you're saying, who is this Kevin Wall guy? Yeah, we have fun every day from noon till 3. Now, some people have come over with us from our afternoon drive slot, which is now occupied by Wayne Allen Root. And he's on the line now. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you made the move.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
Whoops. No, we cannot. Okay, pot that down, please. Thank you. I don't know what's on his line, but it's not good. It's not good. I am going to open up our phone lines, though, at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to speak. Are you sure? Okay, let's take. Okay, tell you what. Let's go to Brady. Hi, Brady. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me now, Kevin?
I can hear you perfectly. You're great.
I've been to the last three mask mandate rallies, the Las Vegas Freedom of Choice rallies, and this one coming up this Friday at the Ari is very, very important. As of today, they just passed the jabs for age 5 to 12 now, and they want to start rolling out the jabs next week. That means, as someone who is never going to get anybody in my family the jab, I'm forced to take my kid out of the school immediately because I know what's happening behind these jabs. The people that are spreading this virus and shedding it onto others are the vaccinated. So it's very important that we try by the end of this weekend to do a statewide stop, a ban, a halt, whatever we have to do, because once them jabs start, you are tainted to the nation's blood supply. You are changing the human genome in these kids. And you're going to see massive kids dying from heart attacks just going to gym class. Mark my word, this is not good. We need to stop this immediately.
Are you going to be able to get down to the Freedom of Choice rally, the Las Vegas Freedom of Choice rally on Friday?
Yes, I will.
Very good. Hey, Brady, bring us back a report, would you please?
Yes, I will be filming.
Ah, very good.
Live report.
There you go. And there you have it. Yeah. Thank you. That's Brady. He is a regular. And it's good to know that he's made the move with us from 3 to 6 to noon till 3. This is a big, big day in the history of our country. It reminds me of the old Buffalo Springfield song. there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. And that's the way I feel today. I'm not exactly sure what this all means. But the one thing I do know is Glenn Youngkin